Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
That's right, Fresh from the Office. This is what we do every Monday around this time, where we speak to someone who is out there hustling hard.
Mm-hmm.
Doing their job, J-O-B.
No. I got something, now that you mentioned job, something.
Yeah.
Byron! Why don't you come over here while I'm at my job? And then he's like, girl, you don't even know how to spell job. I do, it's J-A-B. Don't play with me.
That character was well written.
That was well good.
But this person specifically, she's a hustler, okay? True definition of a hustler. And while she's out there hustling, Shaquan, she listens to us, okay?
Yes.
So we in the background while she's closing deals and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
We're talking about Edwina. Good morning, Edwina.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Good morning.
We are great, honey. I love the energy, man. Oh, what did you have for breakfast?
I had a lot of water and a lot of confidence.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's all you need, H2O and confidence. Now, Edwina, you are an entrepreneur. What do you sell? What's your business model?
Okay, so I'm into catering. So I do catering, and I recently opened my own kitchen at home.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Congratulations on that.
Congrats, honey.
How long have you been on this journey? This journey now. Okay, you said you recently opened your kitchen, but how long have you been in the catering business?
Yeah.
So it has been 5 years.
Mm.
For the first 2 years, it was only a side hustle.
So
I was doing a 5-to-8 job, and then I did bribe. It started with bribe, please.
Okay.
On the weekends, and my clientele actually grew very much bigger than I expected. and I decided, man, listen, this 8-to-5 won't work for me anymore. Let me do what I am passionate about.
Mm.
And I took that risk, and I resigned.
That's incredible.
And I resigned, and I did full-time catering from my home kitchen, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Not even the kitchen that I just recently bought at home, but And I started, and I my clientele grew, and I got corporate clients.
That's where the money is.
It was only from word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even have a Facebook page or an Instagram page. The first man of WhatsApp status was shared, and so it
grew.
And but then, what happened? COVID happened.
Oh, so this was 2019, 2020 now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So COVID happened, and Alice is now still, and I'm back to 8-to-5 job.
Wow,
and
okay.
I just couldn't do it because I told myself, listen, to answer telephone calls and to eat up a whole lot of words from bosses that really doesn't appreciate you, let me do this thing. I can't do this. Let me be my own boss. And that's when I decided to open up my kitchen at home. This was last year, November.
Now when you quit again now, the 8-to-5.
When I quit again, yes. And I opened my kitchen. I built a nice kitchen with a nice area. I can accommodate 20 people.
Mm.
So it really started very slow because it's November.
Mm.
The Masters Club holiday vibe. So December came, it was quiet. January, February, it started.
Okay. But like first of all, we didn't even get your business. What's the business name?
Yeah, what's the business name, Edwina Tite?
Edwina's Catering Services and Kitchen.
Okay.
Okay, so but now which social media platforms are you using though?
So most of the time I'm on Facebook. It's Edwina's Catering Services.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's one, but it's still not that up to date, but it's Edwina's Kitchen _2023
Okay. But you know, I'm just asking this because obviously in the beginning you were saying that you were just focused on, you know, WhatsApp.
Word of mouth and
word of mouth and so forth. Because now you're only catering to a certain amount of people. So pay a little bit more attention to the Instagram and Facebook, hey? But I also wanted to ask you, what are some of the challenges that you have personally as an entrepreneur?
Personally, I would say lack of funds.
Lack of funds, yes.
Yeah, it's quite difficult for an upcoming entrepreneur to go to the bank to ask for a loan. You get rejected so easily. So I would say it's lack of funds, definitely. And then, like the other lady also said the other time when I got gave my input on, it was like mental obstacles course here. In the end of the day, when you need to get your money back, guys, it's a struggle.
It's
really a struggle. So I do also. Ek het ook nog my man basically vir ek tog ek dink hulle ken mos die 20ste mense
please en so.
Ons moet man as dit tot hulle vir die kompetisie tot maar daai tog net gaan en einde van die maand. Maar dan kom baie baie wat ons baie ons sukkel met die mense. So lekker fans and really daai maand einde clients van ons ek dink dit is die main issues that can be redacted as a bezigheid persoon.
No, just real quick, Edwina, you know, because there's always rumors about you entrepreneurs. Yeah. Gevaarlike rumors wat daar is. Apparently, you guys have money all the time. Was die geld, Edwina? Where's the money?
Give me the money! Yay!
Is that true, though, Edwina?
We don't have money. We don't have money, guys. With the money we have, there's always something needed. For all ons wat in buiten and kitchens run and so, daar moet vastgoedie gekoek word elke dag. So, mensen denk ik ons het geld en mensen zien het in de status, hoe
especially the family now. Yeah, because Edwina says must a bezigheid kom. Vraag over geld as.
Yeah. Please share the money.
Listen, real quick, just a random question now as we move away from the business. How many times did you fail before getting your driver's license? Do you even have it, Edwina?
Let's see.
I personally think that's a very personal question.
On skin day struggles, my food, my
sin. And now,
we you're breaking up a little bit, Edwina. Are we on Bluetooth, Macy? We still can't hear you. Let's quickly call you back, Edwina. Just real quick. Let's quickly call you back because sometimes that happens, you know. Little call back, little switch off, switch on always works.
Won't hurt. Yeah, boy.
Entrepreneur. And I love, you know, I think, you know, there's a certain crazy that comes with being an entrepreneur. Like, you have to be abnormally, enthusiastic about life.
Oh, listen.
There we go. Edwina, now we can hear you. You said it's a personal question. So are we skipping that question?
I think let's skip the question because you know what, NSA?
Yeah.
I think there is some city police officers listening to the radio now.
Yeah.
And I think maybe a track and then it's a clone problem.
And the last thing that we're asking you, also a random question, Edwina, random question. Okay. Have you ever initiated revenge against your ex?
Has she ever what, sorry?
Initiated revenge against her ex.
Girl, I have. I mean, it's not my question.
No, I won't lie. Ek het al baie geprobeer om dit te doen. Maar ek kom net nie so ver om dit te doen. Like, I think dit sal net toch een tijd van moors van tijd is in die einde van die dag. Because I want to see myself grow and I want to be there for my child. And as ek nog daai energie nog op hom moet spandeer, dan dink ek, no, it won't work. So,
yeah. Oh, girl, I thought you... I just wanted to be messy with you. I need a messy queen.
To stand with you.
Please.
Edwina, we are extremely happy for you that you built your new kitchen.
Come on.
And we're extremely happy that you decided to take the bold decision to quit that 8-to-5 again. And Gigi Macy, on this cake, man, we wish you all the best, really. Like, because you listen to us and you are hustling while listening to us. And we can only wish you all the best.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. Very much appreciated. Thank you for the opportunity. Ek was eintlik baie op my tene wees, maar jy het my so kalm gemaak. I'm part of your family, right?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the opportunity, really, guys. Really appreciate it.
Have a great day and meet those targets, ne?
Thank you. I will.
That's what I'm talking about.
Have a nice day, guys.
Cheers. We've got still so much more coming your way. Cardi B, maybe, just maybe, we will squeeze in Champions League DJs as well. We'll be right back.